This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Monday, January 18th, is the holiday which honors the life of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. The city of Kalamazoo is holding the 15th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Day of Service on the 18th. Martin Marcos is executive assistant for the Kalamazoo City Manager's Office. He's also coordinating the Day of Service for the city of Kalamazoo. Martin Marcos, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate it.
Explain how the Day of Service works.
The Day of Service, the overview is we go out to the community and we invite folks to sign up through Volunteer Kalamazoo and then go out to some of the local nonprofits in the city, using the opportunity to donate some of their time and efforts to help out the local folks.
So if someone has Monday off from work on January 18th and they've got a whole number of things they could do, why would they want to, or why would you want them to consider volunteering their time that day?
Well, a lot of it is just a lot of folks want to take time to give back to the community. And the good thing about the Day of Service for the city of Kalamazoo is that we give back locally. So it's your neighbors, it's your folks that you run into at the grocery store. So there's a couple of ways that you could do that. You could go through the Volunteer Kalamazoo site, or you can come down to City Hall and sign up there. But the good thing about it is that it is all local. It is all within the city.
What are some of the things that people might work on if they do volunteer for the Day of Service?
Well, we're really excited this year. Volunteer Kalamazoo has done a great job with outreach and getting a few new nonprofits to come on board. We have Girls on the Run this year. We have Boys and Girls Club this year. We also have American Red Cross. Another fun one is the Stewards of Kleinstock, the Nature Preserve. Folks can go out there and kind of help clean up. And it's really kind of across the board. There's some outdoor stuff. There's a lot of indoor stuff. So just in case the weather's inclement, then we have options for folks.
Is the idea then more, as we say, a day on as opposed to a day off?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of folks have the day off. And so instead of just kind of staying home, taking that day to kind of catch up, get out and give back to the community a little bit. It's not a full day. You know, we have meet in the morning. You're looking at maybe a half a day. Take those 4 hours. Just give back to the community. A lot of us are very fortunate with what we have. So to go give back to the city, to these nonprofits, it's really kind of touching to see how many folks actually come out and want to just give and take a few minutes out of their day and spend it helping others that are a little bit less fortunate than them.
Specifically, what might someone be doing volunteer-wise? What sort of projects might they be involved in?
Well, it depends on the location. They're all location-based. So we go to the nonprofits, and for example, we'll go back to Stewards of Kleinstock. They will just go out, and it's the nature preserve. So they're going to clean up the trails. They're going to kind of remove the brush. Right now, it's a little bit nasty outside, but the thing is they're just going to kind of clean up. I know we're doing some sign painting. Some of the signs that are out there, we're going to have some folks go out and help out with that. The Kalamazoo Nature Center is probably going to be another cleanup opportunity for folks. Just mostly cleanup organization. I know Taste of Heaven is also another one that we send a few folks over there to help them out. And it's each location is very specific. So there's opportunities across the board for folks to participate in.
Could a volunteer pick a place? I mean, if there's a particular issue that kind of resonates with them or a nonprofit that maybe that they really enjoy or think that is really valuable, can they say, hey, you know, I'd really like to go over and work at X?
Yes, absolutely. We encourage that. And actually, that's how the program is set up. If you go to Volunteer Kalamazoo's website and click on the MLK logo, it'll take you to all of the options that are out there. So it'll say, hey, we need, you know, five folks at the Land Conservancy, or we need folks at the Deacons Conference. And if the Deacons Conference is what resonates with you, then please, by all means, sign up there. You can sign up with a group of people. It doesn't necessarily have to be one or two individuals. If you have a group from work or a group from your church that would like to sign up, we do have opportunities for larger groups as well.
Some of the things you mentioned there about cleaning up sites, you know, I guess when I I think volunteer work, I kind of picture physical type things, maybe painting, like you said, maybe hammer and nails if that's sort of needed. But, you know, there may be people out there that can't really do that due to physical limitations. Will volunteer Kalamazoo and these organizations find something for somebody to do regardless of what they're capable of physically?
Yeah, absolutely. We have many opportunities, not just outdoor stuff, but we have opportunities where we go to the schools and read to children, things like that. So any kind of disability, we're willing to work with anybody that wants to come in and help and designate time to the community.
All ages?
All ages, yeah. If they're minors, we ask that they come with an adult. But yeah, we had little children that come with their grandparents. We have all kinds, all ages come down and help out.
You've been involved in this before with the city, correct?
Yes, sir. This will be my third year with the city. So it's by far one of my favorite events. It's kind of reassuring to see how many folks come out and just want to help. You know, they just show up and they're willing to go do whatever you want them to do. They're willing to give their time. They're willing to give their time and patience, and you know, it's just great to see that, especially when you see generations that come in together. You know, we have folks that they bring their kids, they bring their parents in with them, and they do it every year. It's kind of heartwarming to see.
Do you get some feedback that people also feel good about participating themselves, that this is rewarding for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably one of the main reasons that people do it. It's, you know, it is a day off for a lot of people, and you are giving your time, but you can't put a price or you can't put a cost on going out and just giving back to the community and seeing the actual faces of your neighbors and the people around you that, you know, you are helping them out. It's just great to get out and have that interaction with folks and know that, you know, at the end of the day, you did something that made the city of Kalamazoo a better place.
If someone is interested in volunteering, what should they do?
There's a couple of options. We would request that folks go to volunteerkalamazoo.org and sign up there. You could also call Volunteer Kalamazoo. They can get you signed up if you don't have access to a computer. Another option is just to come down to City Hall on Monday and we'll get you signed up there. We have Volunteer Kalamazoo there as well. And then, you know, we'll be there and we can find something that suits you. If you prefer to be indoors, if you want to be outside, depending on the weather, we'll find a place for you. If you want to come down and volunteer, we'll be glad to take you and we'll be glad to find a good place for you.
Is there some extra convenience if you register ahead of time? Is that going to be a little easier than the person who shows up on January 18th and says, hey, I'm here to volunteer?
There is a little bit of convenience that comes along with it because a lot of folks don't want to come down to City Hall. It is downtown. It's a little bit out of the way for some folks. By going to sign up on the website, what that allows you to do is just go straight to your site. All of the signups will tell you exactly what you'll be doing and the location and who your point of contact is. So you can just show up at your work location normally between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
You are asking people who pre-register to do it by Wednesday, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's correct. If they could get it in by Wednesday, that way we can kind of finalize our numbers and make sure everybody has the amount of people that they want, or if we need to, you know, go out and look for more people or look for more volunteer opportunities, it gives us a couple day leeway.
In terms of numbers, what have you gotten in the past? How many people have shown up to volunteer? And, you know, what I guess would make a successful day in terms of you have enough people to really get a good amount of work done?
We usually have about 300 to 350 people show up to volunteer. And to us, that's a success. We want to increase it a little more every year. So if we could have a few more people, than 350, but that's usually about our goal that we set at. And, you know, but to consider it a success, it's all relative. We have really good projects that are going to be supported during this. And so to us, that's a success.
The really off the chart year will be the time when you have so many people volunteering that you're looking for places to send them, right?
That's
that you can't find
goal.
Enough places to send the volunteers.
Yeah, that would be a good problem for us to have when we have so many people volunteering that that we have to start looking outside of the city to find some nonprofits to help out.
Martin Marcos, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Martin Marcos is executive assistant in the Kalamazoo City Manager's Office. He's also coordinating the day of service for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday for the city of Kalamazoo. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.